This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. You step into the voting booth and find
5 at large to be elected. So you'll have multiple Smiths on the ballot.
Candidates with similar names have created voter confusion over the years.
And it creates opportunities for election challenges, which can also be very messy.
According to First Assistant Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin.
It came up this last election cycle on several occasions.
So the State Board of Elections supervisors, which met Thursday, talked about putting a fix into law. Secretary of State Tom Shedler.
Requires the addresses of candidates who have the same surname who are running for the same office to have their addresses printed on the ballot so the candidates can be distinguished and the voters will know which candidate they are voting for.
Board member Rick McGimsey wondered if he'd heard right.
So when the voter goes into the voting booth, he sees 2 candidates for the same office with the same name. He would see addresses for both of them, and that would somehow allow that voter to know which one he is really trying to vote for.
Board member Jacques Berry has doubts.
In a small community, when this happens, they probably know by address. But otherwise, I don't see how an address is any more helpful than the ballot number.
And Rapides Parish Clerk of Court Robin Hooter had concerns.
I think we may have some pushback maybe from judges or other people that don't want their addresses out there.
But Marietta Norton, legal counsel for the Secretary of State, pointed out
the resident's address for a judge on the voter registration system is a public record.
In the end, the proposal was withdrawn from the list of election law fixes being considered for the spring legislative session. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.